Okay, if one was to choose a life partner who was not practicing the Dhamma as we know it, but had some spirited lightness about them, what are some qualities we should look for in them that would make them a good partner, one we could be happy with and continue our own development and growth? There's particular qualities that the Buddha pointed to as the basis of a solid marriage or a solid life, sharing a life together. And first is having faith in similar things, and there's faith in the similar principles, faith in similar things. Having a similar standard of virtue and integrity, so that we hold to similar principles of conduct and living. Having similar principles of and value in the sense of valuing generosity and kindness, and then having similar values of wisdom and discernment. What did you plan to say? That's probably when I said something about I did actually kind of think, because sometimes people ask, what are you going to teach on the retreat? What's the theme going to be? So, well, I don't know. And I did kind of think before I came, you know, maybe what I should do is really explore, say, anicca dukkha-anatta, really, kind of really go into it. And, okay, that's a good idea. A vague idea. But then, you know, so opened my mouth, and different things came out. So. So you never know. Yes, because oftentimes Ajahn Chah would really, you know, say, you know, just, when you teach, you have to just let the mind go, let the mind settle still, and just speak from the heart of what comes out, and it's just that sense of, because it's all certain sort of trusting the feeling that okay, that it's, one, it's coming from a good intention, two, it's hopefully sort of picking up what might be useful to others.